It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you doing today?
Jake, getting ready to record a podcast about my favorite show.
Just a thrilling podcast about a really fun, good show that everybody loves still.
The NBA, I love this game.
Yep.
Did you watch Survivor last night? I love this show.
Yes, that's it. Thomas, let's just get to it. Did you watch Survivor Island of the Idols last night?
I grew up on that cash money. Jake, I did.
Yeah.
I don't know what you sound so frustrated about.
Wouldn't it be fun if the whole episode
of television?
What if we just all episode were like, didn't address how brutal it was?
It was good. I don't know why everyone was hating on it. It was a good episode.
Yeah. Why is every news organization covering Survivor like it's a big deal again?
It would be great if we both just didn't watch it this week, but we both did the, like, going into class without having done the reading thing, where we're just as vague about it as
possible.
Oh, you
mean my entire high school experience?
And then later, like, oh, no.
I love Survivor. So some people got voted out, some people found some idols, you know.
Jeff
just
was
a regular episode
being
of Survivor,
his normal,
so fun.
Saucy self. It's the usual stuff, just pretty standard episode.
Just a standard episode of television that we all loved. It was called We Made It to the Merge. You know, we should have known ahead of time by how banal all of these episode titles are this season that things were not going to go in our favor as a viewer. That's another boring. I say this every week this season. It's a boring episode title.
Yeah, I mean, they keep doing that.
Yeah. So Noura admits that she voted for Jack and then tells everybody that it was Kelly's plan and she denies it. And then everybody goes off idol hunting and Kelly finds an idol. Yay! What great news for our favorite contestant, Kelly Kim.
That's setting up very well.
And then they merge. Did you catch what the merge name was?
I did not.
It is Lumuwaku. Do you know what that means? I bet you don't.
I don't.
So, in a secret scene, it was revealed that it was something that Jack's dad and the rest of his family would say to each other. And it's short for love you, miss you, really want to kiss you. Lumuwaku. It's very good and cute. I would suggest, if to lighten this episode, I would suggest going to watch that little, like, 2-minute scene. They have a flashback to Jack explaining it, and it's very nice. And then Missy and Kelly bond over Dan being a creep. And then during a talking head, a producer talks to Kelly about Dan and is like, hey, if you need us to, we can shut this all down. And she was like, no, it's going to be fine. And meanwhile, Tommy is nervous because Kelly's a good player. Kelly talks to Janet about her issues with Janet. Nope, about her issues with Dan. And Janet says, I cannot ignore these girls. What an angel.
Yep.
Janet?
Very nice. Good. Very supportive.
Good lady. Missy tells Elizabeth about Dan. Elizabeth now wants to target Missy. So Lauren tells her that she's being targeted. And then there's a title card explaining that the producers have had a meeting with the entire cast and individually to discuss personal boundaries and Dan. It seemed like it was a big deal. Apparently, that kind of thing never happens.
Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't happened to this point. But, I mean, it's good that it hadn't, but it's also good that they took this seriously.
Yeah, I think they recognized the importance of this situation, because...
Well, I mean, it's like Jeff said last episode, you know, just how, the place of women or whatever is, just women, they're out here.
Women, they're people, too.
But it's good that they took it seriously.
Yeah. I remember Jeff also saying last episode that we do, in fact, live in a society, and that society is changing, so...
They're creating a society on Survivor, and in order to live in a society, there have to be rules.
Oh my god. Okay. Then that the immunity challenge, they have to balance three balls on an inclined board. Aaron wins. Good for Aaron. No surprise there. Back at camp, Kelly then becomes the target because, of course, Jamal approaches Nora to discuss voting for Dan, and then Jamal talks to Janet about the same thing. Then Elizabeth tells Elaine that the target is Dan, and then Elaine goes and tells Dan that. It's just, you know.
This is the kind of strategic gamesmanship that you want.
Kelly thinks Dan is too calm going into tribal council, so she goes looking for another idol, and then she finds it. Kelly is now in possession of two idols at the merged tribal council. Things are really shaping up for Kelly, huh?
Sure are.
At tribal council, Dan says it's a game of deception, but it's more a game of trust. And then Karishma says, once again, great little tidbit from Karishma, winner of Survivor 39. She says, you can't play a game of deception without trust first. And then I believe they cut to Sandra, who nodded in agreement. Because Sandra knows how to play this game really well. And she sees that Karishma is also playing this game really well. Just saying, Karishma's winning. And that's one of only two or three people that we can feel okay about that with.
Yep.
So then they vote, and Kelly gets voted out with two idols in her pocket. And Dan was gross and mean when she got voted out. So, that was the first tribal council. Back at camp, Janet is pissed off and wants to talk to everybody. Lauren and Tommy admit that they voted for Kelly. Janet then goes to Dan to discuss what had happened. He tries to apologize to Missy and Elizabeth, who claim that he did nothing wrong. This was really upsetting, obviously. I was, just as a viewer, like, as a person, obviously, bad news bears. But also, like, imagine if they had gotten Dan out this episode, and they all, like, banded together, were like, actually, we fucked up last time, let's get Dan out.
Yep.
And then the story would be, isn't it funny that Kelly got voted out with two idols? That's hilarious. That's a hilarious thing that can happen in Survivor, and rarely does, but nobody is talking about it because there are more pressing matters.
She got voted out with two idols in her pocket because she very reasonably did not expect them to not vote out the fucking creep.
Yeah. Yeah, when she turned to Lauren,
and to not be lied to by people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that really bothers me, is I do feel like Survivor, as it's become more gameplay focused, has really sort of hammered home the idea of, like, it's become like, oh, what's the next blindside gonna be? And so people are going for that regardless of, like, you know, what the actual, you know, and so that's how you end up with a situation like this.
Right.
Where somebody is willing to do something that is morally reprehensible because it gives them an edge in the game, and they think, oh, it's just another blindside. You know, that's what you do on Survivor. And yeah. I do feel like it's, I don't know, man. It's hard to have coherent thoughts about this. I'm just mad. Like, it really sucks.
I put off, I usually do my notes on Saturday, like transcribing the notes. And I just put it off until like an hour or two after waking up this morning. Cause I was like, I don't want to go through it again.
Yeah, I mean, unsurprisingly, you were going through the notes really fast because, like, there's just not that much to say about this.
Right. Like, what are we, the smallest, most insignificant Survivor podcast, going to say that it's, other people who have not already said?
It was all covered the day after too. So, like, people have already kind of had a chance to say how they feel about it.
Yeah, but, like, who are we, two white men, to not explain our feelings in this situation?
I've never had any problem expressing my opinion, because it's the most important opinion in the world.
Yeah, and that is what Survivor taught us over last week. But to speak on how it's, like, the big moves era, I think that with this season and last season, to back up, it started mostly in, I guess, Cagayan, when Tony was like, you know, Tony, and ended up winning the game, and then the Survivor producers were like, fuck yeah, I love fucking big moves and all that. And so now everybody's trying to play that up, and has been for the last 10 or 12 seasons. But I'm sure you've noticed in the last couple seasons, like, when somebody makes a big move, they're voted out the very next tribal council.
Yep.
So quieter games are going to end up being, in the next couple seasons, I think quieter games are going to become more effective, a la the early seasons. Like last season, you know, the person who won wasn't there for 2/3 of the season. You can't play a much quieter game than that. Like, was able to make big moves at the last second because he had to, you know, make his stay significant. But, like, I like, play up thinking Karisha was going to win because I think it's a funny bit. But also, like, I think she's playing a really good game. She's playing a quiet game. She's not rubbing people the wrong way. She's not making huge moves to make herself a target. If she makes it and can articulate the game she played in Final Tribal Council, I think she has a legitimately really good chance of winning. That's all.
Yeah.
The point is, Karishma is this generation's Sandra. She's 37. Does that make her a millennial? I think so.
Right? I think she's on the high end.
Yeah.
Or she might be in that, like, weird kind of in between. Gen X and, yeah, Xennials or whatever.
Yeah.
The Ska generation, as I call them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think you're right in saying she's on the high end of millennials, but I don't think there's anybody on the higher end of millennials than Jay and our friend back home, Tails.
Of course.
They're the highest millennials. Okay, where did we leave off? Oh, yeah. Elizabeth and Missy said that Dan did nothing wrong to his face, and that pisses Janet off more, so she grabs them and has them admit that they complained to her about Dan while Dan is sitting right there. This should have been the end of Dan's story, right here. Then Missy and Aaron go idol hunting, and Janet follows them, and then Jamal and Karishma find a note hanging from a tree. And Jamal is sent to the Island of the Idols, where he is very excited to see Rob and Sandra. And this was, like, I think the most charming reaction from anybody who's gone so far.
Yeah, it was a nice moment.
He was just genuinely excited to see them. He opens the note, and he finds out that he has lost his vote at the next tribal council. The lesson being not to believe things that are too good to be true. I mean, sure, I guess. They give him a blank parchment on which he can write whatever he wants. What would you use this blank parchment to be if you could create a fake advantage?
Immunity idol that has infinite uses and is good through through the final four.
I think that's a great advantage, and I don't think anyone wouldn't fall for it. I would use it just as an extra vote. I would just, like, hand it to somebody. Or, like, put it in somebody's bag and be like, this is an extra vote. Because that's less suspicious than just transcribing what was written on a board. What was Jamal's excuse? So he creates a fake legacy advantage that he gives to Dean. Dean is unsurprisingly suspicious of that. And then Aaron targets Dean. I don't know why he did that. Why did Aaron target Dean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
you know, just somebody to vote for, I guess.
Yeah. At the immunity challenge, they have to hold onto a rope over the water. The last man and last woman standing each win immunity. Aaron and Missy win. Who are the good guys? We like them.
More
like Aaron and Missy. At the camp, the majority alliance decides to split the vote between Jamal and Karishma, who are good people, actually. They did nothing wrong. Tribal Council, Janet is upset and defensive after last Tribal Council. Tommy doesn't believe the accusations are true because no one came to him about it. Which, and if it was true, somebody would have told me.
Yeah, that's an insane, like, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron says that he's very sensitive to this issue. I think he said because he has a mom and sisters. Yeah. Another.
It's a, God. Well, that's the most. That's the the stock, like, stupid answer to that. Like, as the husband of a wife and the son of a mother, I am very. Yeah. It's, you know, it's like I think I'm very offended that you would suggest that I'm not taking this seriously or something like that. But also, like, dog, they had a fucking meeting with you. Like, they have all this stuff on tape. Like, they would not have had a meeting with you if this was not true.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. Jeff continues to press the issue, and Dan says, are we not going to let this go? Just great examples from nearly every single man on the cast in how to not apologize for a situation.
Oh, that's great.
Jamal offers the advice to the men of just taking a step back and observing and listening. You know, that's not new information. Like,
reasonable suggestion.
That they, I know they filmed this, like, I don't know, 9 months ago or so, but, like, that's not new. Like, it's stupid. Jamal offers that advice. Dan says, since this won't be let go, I'm sorry if I offended you. It horrifies me. I couldn't be more confident that I'm a kind person. And in that moment, I was like, oh, good, he's confident. That means he's going out.
Yeah.
Janet says that she's considering quitting the game over this. They convince her not to. They vote. She plays her idol. She got 2 votes. Karishma got 3 votes. And the rest went to Jamal. None of them went to Dan. I very happy to see Karishma getting votes at Tribal again because she's such a big threat. Less thrilled to see who got voted out instead. So Dan's still in it. He's a bad boy.
That's certainly one way you phrase it. Yeah, this sucks.
I just, like, literally the next thing I have written in my notes is, so, like, now what? Like, that's just, like, it's just a mark on the rest of the season and the show as a whole forever.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, on some level, it's like they're still, obviously, they're going to air the rest of the show despite this happening and all that stuff. They could have probably just scrapped the season if they wanted to, but, like, at least Survivor did the, you know, they did the HR bare minimum, cover their ass kind of thing.
I mean, I guess. It's, like, it's also, it's not on CBS, I guess, which, like, I don't want to take the side of a corporation, but...
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm not trying to give them too much credit.
Right, it's all, and I'm sure this is, like, what they said in their, like, production meeting. It's like, this is a game, like, based on, you know, a group of people living in a society, thanks to the Joker, and as much as it sucks, it did kind of play out how this situation plays out in real life.
Yeah.
Like, the victim is shunned, and the abuser is
The only person that is punished is the person that came forward.
Yeah. I kind of wish, like, I mean, as a viewer, I don't, but, like, just for her own morality and, like, to prove a point, I kind of wish Janet had just left the game over this. I think that
this was a worthy thing to quit over. Yeah.
It's like, in All Stars, you know, Richard Hatch was very famous for being naked all the time because it was the early 2000s and whatever. But at one point during a challenge, he rubbed his crotch, supposedly unintentionally, but, you know, on Sue Hawk, and she, like, got furious and quit the game over it. And, like, that's been a really dark mark on the show up until this point.
Yeah. Did she sue them? Because she probably could have.
I don't know if she took legal action. I think she might have, but I don't want to
say for sure. I sure as shit would have.
I wouldn't be surprised if she had. Yeah, so that was...
So he didn't get kicked off for that or anything?
No, in fact, she left, and then everyone celebrated that she left because everyone hated her.
Wow.
Yeah, this was, I don't know, 15, almost 20 years ago now, but, like, how much it has changed. Like, I and people have also been comparing it to the Zeke and Varner incident a few seasons ago.
That's a good
ago.
Thing. Yeah, I saw Zeke tweet about that. That's a good thing to compare it to.
But, and, like, you know, you don't want
to... Varner got voted off. Like, I think he got voted off that tribal for it.
They didn't even vote. Jeff was just like, no, you're leaving now.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yep.
It's just like, yeah, it's, like, I don't want to rank horrible things, like, because, you know, I don't want to give or take weight away from any single thing that has happened to any person on the show, but, like, that was handled so much better than this has been. And I mean, I know that that production in A Talking Head was like, Kelly, if you want us to take care of this, we can do it.
Yeah, she could have, yeah.
And she chose not to, and, you know, that
influenced this is how she's rewarded for it.
Right. She's like, no, I'm gonna just power through it and make it work, and yeah. Fucking, it just sucks. I'm so excited to see her jury speech.
Yes.
Especially if Dan is in the final three.
I can see someone taking him there just because they know he can't win.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, like, she's just gonna rip into him, and it'll be very validating for everyone watching, especially Kelly, I'm sure. Or they're just not gonna call on her at all because of this new stupid jury format. And they'll be like, so what about the fact that Nora was crazy all the time? Whoa! Let's not address it. I'm gonna be so mad if, like, this whole women's alliance, like, women in Survivor and the world thing was all just for this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If it ends up being, like, Tommy or Aaron, or, like, the guy you expect, like, the big dude who wins every season now, ends up winning, it's really gonna destroy this whole season, as if it hasn't done already. So, yeah. I didn't do wildlife shots this week, because I didn't feel like doing that. I also didn't count up points, because it feels weird to award us points on this week's episode.
Yep.
It feels weird to celebrate anything in this episode. You had texted me after watching this episode, and you were like, I don't know if I can continue. Do you think you're gonna finish it out, or are you just done?
I'll see how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I certainly am not going to have any enthusiasm for the rest of the season. I just don't know how you could. It just is really just a fucking... Yeah. It's just a real, real unpleasant situation.
Like, I think the only way they can redeem it is just, like, a glowing... character study of Janet.
Yeah,
like,
really?
The rest of it is just Janet time. There's, like, no other way around it. Do you want to predict any points?
I think we can cancel the points.
Yeah, I think we're just done with that for the season.
Yeah.
So congrats, you won 24-22.
Well, I mean, Kelly got voted out, so we'll call it even.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, my mom texted me literally as soon as the episode ended it. So let me pull those up. We had, like, a full-on text conversation about it, which is not usually how it happens. Literally 6 minutes after the episode finished, she said, early thoughts on Survivor, .. That was intense.
Yeah.
And then she said, good luck on your new job tomorrow. I'm very proud of you, which is unrelated.
That's nice, though.
Yeah. Said I was so nervous the whole time and so mad when Elizabeth and Missy turned on Janet like that. She said, I really liked both of those women before, but now I'm having doubts. Jamal has such a good speech. I'm sad he got voted out. Karishma was not much of a player. I mean, that's nothing new. She should have been the one to go. Okay, Mom. I'd like to see the final three be Janet, Elaine, and Nora from Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's it. I said full-on conversation. It was like two texts back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
But still. Yeah, so 4 more weeks of this hell, and then we'll move on to Heroes versus Villains. And
it's really putting a damper on the year, Sandra. I'm just mad that they did this with Sandra there.
Right. But we'll just get through this, and then Heroes versus Villains time, and that's going to be good. I did do the math, and there's only like 7 weeks between this season and Winners at War, so I'm thinking we'll just have to like watch 2 episodes a week, I guess, to get through it in time.
Okay.
And then I guess the last one will just be the finale. But that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to Heroes versus Villains so much more than I already was after this episode. Anyway. On the challenge, Tori beat Jenny in elimination. And Cara Maria thought that Tori and Jordan's proposal was staged. It's stupid. It was just a bad week for reality TV. That's all. Yas Queen is the hashtag, Year of Sandra. You know, Pearl Islands, Island of the Islands, Heroes vs. Villains, all winners in the spring. That's the schedule for this Year of Sandra. That's good, and we all love it, and it's not draining.
Good stuff.
Good stuff, good snuff. I don't know why I said that. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. It's the initials of the show.
Follow me at TomNotTom.
You can follow me at Jake Scheidel. You can review us on Apple Podcasts. Give it 5 stars. Say, whatever. I don't fucking care anymore. Have a great summer.
Deuces.
Sandra, Sandra sings a bird song. Fly so much, her wings are strong. Take the sky down from the flyer. Let her down and my fun is gone. All the junkies left to cry. All the junkies wave goodbye. Laugh and cry, heavy to lie. When the earth dies, we wish we'd died.
Great.
Fucking. Come on.
To find my Latin lover and to find my powdered wig. When the police tear us into, I'll wear the custom, I'll dress in it. All the jailbirds left to cry. All the jailbirds say goodbye. Laugh and cry. Heavy to light. When the earth dies, we wish we'd died. No fun.
We did it.